Welcome to the Aligned Grind podcast. If you're ready to unleash your bigger purpose in this world and ready to do what it takes to make your vision a reality, all while staying true to your soul's unique blueprint, you're in the right spot. I'm Brittany Desidere.
And I'm Lauren Lucero. We are the intuitive financial strategists and founders of Aligned Grind, where we balance the hustle and the flow of soul-driven entrepreneurs.
This podcast is created with you in mind to help you stop surviving and truly begin thriving with your business and life.
We focus on the realities of entrepreneurship, the shift it takes to become truly magnetic, and the connection between the two to fully align your grind.
Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Align Grind. We are so glad to be back with you guys. We batched quite a few episodes before Christmas so that Brittany and I could spend time with our families. And so now we're back on the mic and we're just thrilled to be back on here the second week in January and just ready to dive straight into to all the goodness, getting yourself right on track as the year begins and as we pull into the second week of January, because I feel like a lot of times when we get to this point, whatever intentions we put out there for the year, whatever we had on our vision boards, all that, sometimes we can start losing focus on that quickly after we've already put them in place. So this episode, Brittany and I kind of want to dive into that. Where your vision board might be failing, where the intentions you set may be lacking, and really how to keep those on point, how to get yourself in the mindset to keep the motivation going, to keep yourself in the right headspace to continue to create and build and do what you want to do.
Whoa, good intro. Yeah, I get it so excited for the beginning of the year, but it's a different excitement, I guess, than I always used to, because I used to always be like, okay, January 1st, I'm going to start this. And now for so long, I've had the mentality of like, it doesn't stop. Like you should be having your goals start, like it's a continuous thing. So to see the vision boards and the resolutions and all of that come out January 1st, kind of is a little bit of a trigger for me, which I'm working through, because I don't want to see people get that burst of motivation and then fucking quit.
Right.
Like nothing saddens me more to see them start with all that fire and then it fizzle out. Like you go to the gym, it's packed and then it fizzles out. Everyone's going to do this and that, and I'm going to be better at this. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to do this self-care. I'm going to start meditating. But then it falls flat. So yeah, I guess that's what we want to speak on today, is why that vision board may be failing, why your resolutions may be failing. Why do you lose that fire? Like, why is it so front-loaded at the beginning of the year? And then by March, you kind of forget where you're going, why you were doing it, all of a sudden why it's so important, and you've fallen back into old conditioning and patterns and looping back out in the same cycle. So we want to break that. That's what we're going to do 2021. We're going to break that. And I'm so excited to be back. It feels like we've been gone for so long with taking a break. Like, love batching episodes, but then I was like, kind of missed it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so much has happened, especially with 2020 and 2021. Like, so much can happen in 1 month. It just feels like it's been a year since we've been on here. So happy to be back. Let's dive into this. Let's talk about vision boards. Number one, why this falls flat, your vision board, your resolution, whatever it is, you're not connected to the emotion of what it is that you're putting on there. What goal you're setting for yourself is usually a temporary fix or a physical item. But you're not tuning into what that item is actually going to fulfill within you. What emotion is that going to light up in you? And therefore, how can you feel that right now?
Yeah. And I think that's such a huge thing that we forget about sometimes, because when we're trying to, especially just manifest the things that we want in life, it could be very object oriented, right? Instead of being, I want that new car because it's going to, at the end of the day, bring me happiness. Well, what else brings you happiness? And really tying the emotions to what it is that you want, what it's going to fulfill in your life, what it's going to bring you. And that part is what really not only helps keep you on track with it, but also helps magnetize how quickly you bring things to you. So I love that we're diving into just the emotional part of it, because when we're not emotionally tied to something, it easily can just fall to the wayside. There's got to be some sort of spark, some sort of reason you want it.
Or when you achieve it, you're not fully fulfilled when you achieve it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you don't allow yourself to feel that emotion of what it'll bring you now, when you obtain that, you're not going to fully be present and allow yourself to feel that emotion. Think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So and there's not a unicorn emotion that that thing will bring you. It's either it's going to fulfill and check some box inside of you. And it's looking at what that is going to check off for you mm-hmm. and find those smaller little things, obtainable things right in front of you that will bring you that joy right now. That's how you magnetize stuff. Like that's how it comes, like Lauren said, a lot quicker and less resistance and ease and actually makes it achievable.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's one thing that I love about emotions. And if you've been with us for long, you know, I talk about emotions all the time, but I love them. It's such a guidance system or an insight into the things that really truly do align with us and what don't. So when we're able to attach those really strong positive emotions to things that we like, that's when we know that's true to us. That's something we really, truly want. And that's what's really creating that connection and that, I don't know, I guess I'll call it like an adhesive to what you're wanting to bring in. When you can really, truly feel it in your body and it's ready to come out, that's when you know you're in alignment with what you're trying to call in.
And it goes deeper than that's going to make me feel really happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like how is that going to feel happy? Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. in your body, where is that going to feel happy?
Right.
Like, is it because you are feeling successful? Is it because you proved something to someone else? Is it because you just really want, like, where is that happiness coming from? Like, why do you want that object? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to achieve that goal? Why are you putting that on your vision board? Mm-hmm. So going deeper under those layers, that's where you're going to find that sweet spot. It's going to make me feel good. Like, I'm going to prove that I can do it. Okay, but it has to go deeper than that, because when things get tough and resistance pops up, you need to be able to tune into that really deep rooted emotion, mm-hmm. not the surface level, because that surface level is too easy. And that's why people quit.
Yeah. Well, I love that you said finding other things to do that make you feel that same emotion. Because if we're looking for happiness from those, or fulfillment or respect or whatever it is that you're looking to tie to that, when we can find other avenues of that too and create that in our life, again, it creates that magnetism that we're looking for.
Yeah. This is an example for myself. Like when I first started years ago in entrepreneurship, like I wanted to be successful. I wanted a six-figure business. But why? Because I want to be successful. Like I want to have things, right? I want to have freedom and money. Okay, cool. But why? Mm-hmm. And then you go deeper. Well, then I feel like I'd have more freedom and time with my family. And then, okay, go deeper. And ultimately, like to be honest, like it came back with an attachment with, I thought that success specifically what I wanted, like I was chasing it for, I would get respect from my dad. Mm-hmm. Like you can go really, really deep on that and see, like, is I'm really doing this a lot of things for me specifically. Right. So that was working out of alignment. And when I achieved that success and money, I wasn't fully fulfilled and happy. So mm-hmm. it's starting in the beginning of this year, beginning of your vision board, getting to the rooted deep of why. And that takes journaling. It takes the alignment guide that we give for free. Like it takes a little bit more work around those things up front, mm-hmm. but then we promise you it's going to be so much more fulfilling and flow to obtain that thing. It's going to bring so much more joy, more than you even think it is now, of your surface level reason of why you want that.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought up the why you want it. It's yeah. not why someone else you might know wants it, or yes. why you think you should want it, or the way you want life should look when you have that. No, it's about really, truly deep down why you want it, what your That's emotion good. Is to it.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Number two, you don't have the routines and habits in place to fall back on to continue going.
Right.
So when things get tough, time gets robbed, you fall out of your normal self, like you lose your temporary motivation, what do you have in place to keep going?
Right.
That is the difference, because mm-hmm. action creates motivation. Movement you can create and spark your own fire, right? So what do you have in place? What do you physically do to keep yourself on track and to keep that vision in sight to make sure that when you do hit that first bump or quote, fall off the wagon, that you don't stop there. Right. You don't be complacent and quit and don't know how to get back on. So those habits trump that short-term inspiration, and having those small actions towards your goal, I mean, that creates movement and that creates the results that you're looking for.
Absolutely. Well, I think the other part to that too is, are you consciously making an effort daily to do those routines and habits? Because we can put them in place and for a few days we do them and we continue to do them in the mornings or whatever it is that we need for ourselves. But are you continually making it a daily thing? Are you making a conscious effort to put them in your routines, to make them part of your day?
That's awareness, like bringing awareness to your day, bringing awareness to where your time is being robbed, bringing awareness to where you're living out of alignment and understanding what it feels to be in alignment versus out of alignment. Are you doing things that light you up and your purpose? Are you on track? Are you off track? Are you stressed, anxiety, in fear, lacking motivation? You're out of alignment.
Yep.
So if you are feeling any of those things, having those routines in place to keep you back. For us, for me, it's making sure my day is set up. I front load my day to make sure that I'm setting myself up for success, which means in the morning, I do things that I know start me off right in the right mindset. I connect spiritually. I either journal, read, find something that's going to motivate me depending on where I'm at. Some days I feel into if I need connection and to work on myself or if I just need motivation and a kick in the butt. I make sure I move my body, move the energy out, the stagnant energy out of my body. I'm sick right now, so I'm still moving my bodies in ways that serve it, right? So I'm trying to set boundaries on where I'm giving my energy, make sure I'm not giving my energy too much in the wrong places. You make sure that your day is set up that's actually going to, it doesn't always have to be huge, giant measurable steps every single day, but little steps, like making sure that you're doing positive things in that direction that will get you there, right? Doesn't always have to be huge, giant check marks and something ginormous that you could say, yes, I accomplished, but you'll have those wins. But some days it's just setting up your day right, making sure that you're feeling your body with proper nutrition, making sure that my mind's in the right place so I can achieve those goals that create the business that I want to create that allows me to obtain those things on my vision board.
Right. Right. And that key there is finding what works for you though, because we all have a different way that we want to prep our day or that we connect. And so like for me, the first thing in the morning is to get my head on straight. And like Brittany said, whether that be through reading or podcasts, but get my head on straight in the sense that my spiritual connection is what tethers me, what grounds me. So I, every morning, have to get up and truly ground into staying clear, staying present, staying in the moment, opening myself up to whether that be a spiritual reading or right now I'm actually reading the 1-year Bible. And that's been a huge connection piece for me. It's something I do every morning. Yeah. It's just from when I started my journey, my connection is truly what tethers me every day. And as long as I stay tethered to that, my creativity flows, my day flows, I find more joy. I'm able to, when I do get in those ruts, because we can always fall into ruts, it's what pulls me back out. And I know what it takes to pull me back out. I found that routine. And for each and every one of us, it's different, but it's finding what really truly clicks with you and what flows with you. And then you also add in, I know that as long as I'm eating right, my head's on straight. If I'm not eating okay, my anxiety goes crazy. I start worrying all the things. But I know, to get back on point, check in with my spirituality, start eating better, get some movement in there. But another huge thing, because I'm also a manifesting generator. So if you're a manifesting generator or generators out there, huge thing for us is just staying present in the moment. So I need to find ways that I'm totally staying present.
Yeah, so, you're not doing things mindless and allowing your energy to be dispersed all over. When you're present, you're intentional with what you're doing. Yep. You're there in the moment. You're doing this thing. I'm actually physically here with my family. Like, you'll mm-hmm. get so much more joy, and your time will be so much more in value. Yes. And then you'll find you have the time to do those things that you need to add in. Like, we don't want to necessarily add more things on our plate, right? We're all so busy right now, like mm-hmm. beyond quote busy and overrun and overwhelmed and burnout, but you won't be if you're doing those things that are aligned with you and your purpose and being present and doing things with intention. You'll maximize your time.
Oh, for sure. Because let's be honest, there's things on your plate right now that you can get rid of that aren't in alignment with you. But mm-hmm. it's, again, coming back to being aware what's in alignment for you and what's not. And then just saying yeah. no to the things that aren't. But saying yes yeah. to the things that truly are, that keep you in the right mindset and truly motivated.
It's freaking time suckers, man.
Oh my God.
Energy octopus tentacles. Those things that we do that in the moment might feel good. Like it's mm-hmm. a quick release, a quick hit, like a, you know, eating something really sugary and shitty or watching Netflix, a show that you shouldn't be doing. You should be doing something else. Mm-hmm. It's doing those things mindlessly to avoiding doing the things that you know that you could be doing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've already done the things and checked those boxes of things that you know serve you and you have extra time and you're watching a show with intention and present in the moment, that's different.
Yeah.
Right. Or you're enjoying food that's not the best for you, but you're actually present in the moment and bringing joy and experiencing it. Like, there's a difference.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah.
Okay, absolutely. We can ramble on about that. I want to go into number three. Lacking alignment, because we're kind of crossing over. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Mm-hmm. Lacking mm-hmm. alignment and motivation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we've kind of tapped into that with our habits and routines. But if you don't understand your why and your core values and your motor, just like the deeper emotions of what you're trying to achieve on your vision board, you're not going to have the motivation. You're not going to be able to spark your own fire. You're not going to be able to find your own motivation, right? Like, we all start out with this big hoorah and this momentum, but it ultimately, you have to put all of these in place to keep that motor going. You have to find the things that work for you specifically to spark that fire.
Yeah, for sure. And this might be a little bit of a sidebar too, but I also feel like when we get truly in align with ourselves and what's really authentic to us, that's what really also kicks in our intuition that tells yeah. us what is motivating to us, where we should put our energy. And when we're in alignment and we can feel that, we can be guided off of our intuition, that's when we get that flow and that ease between what it is that we're trying to attract, what it is that we're trying to create. That's really what jumpstarts the motor of your intuition.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, it is. And it's, this is where I don't want to see people fall off. Right. This is where you have to front load those first two that we talked about and do that work there to keep the motivation going. Right. Cause mm-hmm. it's, the motivation can be temporary. We're not always going to wake up fired up. Like,
right.
I wish I could, and I'll go like on a 4-day stretch, and then some days I'll just wake up like, eh.
Yep.
But I put in place and committed to myself these things that I know that aren't like huge jumps, like just small increments of what small action can I take to get me there? Like, do I pull up a playlist? Do I pull up a podcast? Do I get in my mastermind group? Do I call a friend? Like, mm-hmm. I have these things in place that I know work for me to get me out of that funk, that get my head back right. And then I get clear on what it is, like, why I'm doing this. Yep. That's what keeps you going.
Yeah. No, because it can be such a fast switch. Like, from my own personal experience, if my youngest, she's only 18 months old, if she's up all night long, I will wake up in a major funk yeah. and be just like, the whole day is shot and I'm tired and I could sit in that if I felt like it, but I don't want to sit in that place. And that's not how I want to show up for my kids either. So I know for me, all right, I'm going to crack open something spiritual related or my 1-year Bible again and just sit with it. And that's going to, I know it just shifts my energy. And that energy is what goes throughout the whole day, because we don't want to sit in that low frequency feeling, that anger, that fear, that depression, whatever it is, we don't want to sit there. And there's an easy way to switch it. It's just finding that switch for you. Finding what you know is that quick flip the switch and you're ready to go. Bring it on, world. That's how it kind of feels. After I can realign myself.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be overwhelming either.
No.
Especially at the beginning of the year, people go and they change too many things too quickly and they don't have the structure and support in place to sustain that. Make these small incremental changes for yourself and be intentional and aware of why you're doing it. Be present with why you're doing it and what's the purpose of it. Because sometimes we'll change things because other people say to do it or that's what they're doing and it doesn't align with you at all. So then of course you're not going to sustain it. So being intentional with what you're doing and why you're doing it and knowing the impact that it has for you specifically and the change that it'll make will really make a big difference. And you'll look back a year later like, holy shit, and you'll be a new person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll naturally be getting around those people that match that energy as well. You'll be opening doors to new opportunities. These things will be popping up in your life that are no coincidence. It's because you are just in a different frequency and vibration of energy. You're making those changes. It doesn't have to be a big dramatic overnight shift.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think something that we haven't mentioned quite yet though, also is you're not alone in this process. Find yourself the support team that's going to help you do that. When the days are hard and you're like, I don't know what to do. Nothing's pulling me out. What is it? Find that support system that helps you do this and keep yourself motivated and on track.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add to that?
I feel like that's a lot today.
I feel like it is. I don't want to do information overload because that creates confusion and that's where people also spin out. So just keep it manageable, bite-sized, but commit to yourself to finding the deeper reasons of why you're wanting these things and what you can do daily to achieve it. Because it's those small actions that create big mountains, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's not just a big mountain because then people don't end up climbing it and they fall back down. Mm-hmm. I just made that up, but it's so true.
I like it. But too, I want to add, make yourself a list too. As you begin this, whatever does light you up, whatever helps keep you on track, keep a list of it. So you kind of have a grocery list of things that you can do when you need to snap yourself back in.
Make that list when you're feeling on fire, when you're feeling on point, that's what I mean. You're in the zone, when you feel really, really good. Mm-hmm. Just take the extra minute, damn, I feel good. Those days where you just beep bopping, having the best day. Everyone you see at the grocery store smiling, you're like, man, someone buys your coffee you. Just keeps rolling. Those days. Be present, be aware, be grateful, and write it down. What did I do today to get me to this point? I want to bottle this up and keep it, and you can.
Yeah.
But look at what you did, how you're feeling, what you would do to keep that in a container for when you wake up on those days where you're not feeling that way, to be able to get back to that place.
Absolutely.
Especially with everything going on in the world right now. And to lean on faith and to stay present with our families. Now this year is the best damn time to start this.
yes. Well, and as always, we are here for you guys. And just as a side note, Brittany and I, as far as being in alignment, have felt fairly out of alignment with social media lately. So we've been taking a massive break from that. So if you are looking to reach out to us, just hit us up on our website. There's contact information there. www.aligngrind.com. That's where you can find us. Yeah. And we are always here to connect and just help you start that journey into finding your process.
And we've also mentioned alignment 1,000 times. So if you have not yet downloaded our free alignment guide, that's also on aligngrind.com. It's a PDF.
I'll drop it in the show notes downloadable.
Thank you. But yeah, start there. Figure it out. What is your purpose, right? What you really need to be fulfilling for yourself this year, and then build your routines, find your motivation around that. So glad to be back.
Yes.
January.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. 2021.
Texas, all crazy things.
It still blows my mind. And it's 50 degrees here in Oregon. What?
It's beautiful. I'm looking outside and it's snow. It's kind of freaking me out.
All right. We will see you next Tuesday.
Awesome. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to the Align Grind podcast. Did something resonate for you in today's episode and now you're ready to take the leap?
We're here to walk with you hand in hand on your journey to fully align your grind. Follow us on Instagram at align.grind or send us a DM for more information on our high-touch coaching programs.
It's time to step out of your own way, take action, and begin living that aligned grind.